Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk. Stop playing with a savage. Can't have this, can't have this. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah.
Welcome back to the Hardline, 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. This is Demi Lovato. You are listening
Cam.
To Sorry yeah, Not
John,
Sorry. By the
this.
Way, the
in
house a, that she overdosed in is in up club, for sale, John.
In a clubhouse or a locker room, you play this song, you're getting your ass kicked.
That's not true?
No one
nope.
Yeah.
No,
I should
all
say,
taking
I'm not
going to
say you're
going to
get your ass kicked in a locker room because you're probably not. But
okay, the locker rooms, Cam knows this. The locker rooms are as weird and goofy. And then you like most guys won't tape anything in a locker room. So
there's some goofy stuff going on.
Go.
Especially if you win, guys are playing some goofy stuff.
Yeah,
but if you're playing this before the game, it's like, dude, turn it off and pump
something
me up, please.
Something tells me that
TJ's... Well, yeah, before a game's different.
Something tells me that TJ's love of Carly Rae Jepsen doesn't come just from his own
TJ
personal...
TJ would be weird in any locker room.
No, no, I'm saying...
Okay, that's the
I'm
bottom
saying,
line.
Call me maybe was getting played after a win, wasn't it?
Dude...
Sometimes that happens.
On our bus rides home in high school, we were all singing NSYNC songs.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like that was normal stuff. So anybody who thinks locker rooms this tough, big, crazy place, you're out of your mind. Like my buddy. Okay, you think the oil rig's pretty tough, right? It's typically a bunch of felons and people who got out of jail, and that's the only job they can do. That's the oil rig. Go down to Midland, Texas, and such.
In the middle of nowhere.
I got buddies that work down there, and they'll send me Snapchats of them rocking out to Blank Space by Taylor Swift, okay?
Never
heard
of it.
Guys aren't that tough, all right? Just let me tell you, firsthand here, no matter how tough you think everybody is, they're not.
All right.
Speak for yourself
all right,
on that, DJ.
Shot. If Friday night you go over to the Fifiana, Maryland Heights, Missouri, you play some Demi Lovato, and we'll find out just how long it takes an ambulance to get there from DePaul.
Well, I'll do that as soon as I finish with my listener rewards, okay? 5-9 The Fan.
Good, we're going, John, watching this.
Presents Buoyant Float Spa and Celsius Cryotherapy as our listener rewards program. Right now, you can get the listener rewards wellness package for only $75. Listeners will receive a one-hour float session at Buoyant Float Spa and a one session at Celsius Cryotherapy. That is a $145 value, Cam, for only $75. That'd make a great gift, or for people like John who really take care of their bodies, an opportunity to invest in your own wellness. Now, there is a limited supply, so hurry before you miss out. To take part in this offer, John, what do you have to do?
You need to go to 590thefan.com.
And click on?
Whatever the hell you're about to tell them.
The listener rewards tab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See?
You're doing good, John.
John, do you have a best bet? Because you're out after today. Do you have a best bet for me? College football
this week, not yet. I'll call in tomorrow if I have time.
Well,
if
we're
not,
doing our show Friday.
If not, we're going to do the show Friday. I'll be on L.A. We'll do this live. I'll provide these fine listeners an opportunity to make some Christmas money, start building up the budget for the holidays, and for you millennial pukes who don't have a job and you're out there...
Yep.
Collecting pennies out of the couch, if you can at least put $10 together, I'll give you a parlay that you can triple your money on, you bums.
And where
well,
you should go,
should be
John,
nice about it.
Is mybookie.ag. Look, the truth is, John has no idea who's going to win. But if you think you know, you got to check out my bookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as where you're betting, of course. That is why I always tell people to go to mybookie. Those guys have good lines. That's the thing. You go to a bunch of different sports books. That's, you know, everybody's got a half point really matters. John, you know this. There's a huge difference between 2.5 and 3. That 3 is probably a push. That 2.5, though, that'll win you some money.
Mm.
So,
or if you're not wise enough and you take the dog, it could cost you money.
That's right. That's right. Don't take the dog on 2.5. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Don't do it. They've been in business for years. They got great reviews online, mobile site, super easy to use. Lay down a little bit of cash. Win big today. So that's why I'm urging you to go to my bookie. You win, John, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under. So do that. Let's see. Join now, and my bookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Go to my bookie online today. It's mybookie.ag. Don't forget to use the promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid, John.
Okay. Can I just try to go over this for these millennial pukes one last time?
Yeah, sure. Please, sure.
Number one, it's mybookie.ag.
That's right.
So don't be texting or emailing me and saying, it's not working. It's mybookie.ag. Number two.
Yep.
I can tell you without equivocation.
Okay.
you're going to get probably as pure, if not the purest line that you're going to find anywhere in sports wagering.
Yep.
I mean, true lines, a veritable plethora of different means and ways to make very wise investments, which we will help you with on Friday evening. Number
three.
Number C.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listen to what TJ says. Once again, people, let us help you, because you've gone through your entire life with mommy and daddy patting you on the head, saying that okay that you came in 77th in the race. No, it's not. It sucks. It means you can't run.
True.
You got no lungs.
No running.
You're very slow. Yep. Or you're too fat like me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So here's the truth of the matter is you suck at running. You don't have to suck at sports investments.
No, you don't.
Because
your
you
lungs
just
are messed up
need
too, by the
to
way.
Come to the right place. Now, TJ, what is the best way to double your money right out of the box?
Well, all you got to do is sign up, put in the promo code radio, and there you go. Put in $100, they'll give you $100.
Now, you punks do that today. All right? MyBookie.ag, you sign up, you get your bonus, you write it right then and there, you double your dinero.
Gino,
and then we're
going
to tell you how to invest it properly to give you the opportunity to grow your own wealth instead of sucking off your parents, you millennial bums.
Gino chimes in. I know why everybody liked TJ in the locker room. They all saw a 5-foot-nothing, 20-year-old white guy listening to girl music and thought he was there to fulfill a make-a-wish dream. Ooh, snap.
John, I know
you.
Don't ignore it.
I don't even know
don't
if we're allowed
to. Don't
ignore
it, TJ.
John.
Wow.
Whoa.
Here are the games that I have picked out. I know you haven't done extensive research, so you do have the right to take this back on Friday if you do research and change your mind. But I want just what you know off the top of your head, your answers to these lines as currently stated. Mississippi State at Kansas State. The line is Mississippi State by 10.
I would probably simply on principle go with Kansas State because Bill Snyder on his home turf.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But Mississippi State's a really good football team. A really good
They scored
football
59
team.
Points without their quarterback last week.
A really good football team.
I'm just going to we'll do this and we'll go Cardinals because you and I will give our I pick the same there. Yeah. We will give our justification on Friday for all these and actually take real time to go into it. Georgia at South Carolina.
I have my own podcast. That makes me special. I can run the show. What?
What,
Gabe?
What? Georgia at South Carolina. Georgia by 10.
Mm.
I know, that's a tough one. It got to 10. There are places I think you can find at 9.5.
If the line is 10, I would have to go with South Carolina again on principle, being the home team and having the athletes to play with Georgia.
We're agreeing too much in this. I'm with you there. Kansas at Central Michigan. Central Michigan at 4.5. This has dropped from Central Michigan at for 7.
I'm not remotely jesting that. I just don't know how anybody. What's the money line on that game?
I wrote it down. I can find it for you real quick.
Well, I would probably pass on the number and bet on Central Michigan on the money line because there's really no good logical reason to bet on Kansas.
Yeah, minus
Seriously.
190.
So if you had to bet on the game, which I wouldn't, but if you had to, I would go with the money line because you can't consciously. After like an entire decade of ineptitude that leads to an overtime loss on opening day to Nichols on your home field. They're just uglier than Roseanne.
They haven't won a road
spotlight
game since like 2009. Think about that.
That's one of the too many other things to worry about.
That is the craziest. Okay,
let's see.
Three more. We're going NFL games.
World
here.
Peace.
Steelers.
Pain pills.
Favored by 4.
What can I knock out of my
Cleveland.
Head so I can think about Kent Central?
Sorry,
Michigan.
Was pain pills ahead of family?
Steelers by 4.
Pain pills
okay. At Cleveland.
Steelers by 4 at Cleveland.
Yep.
See,
John Connor toting the rock.
Well, nobody told me that they had the freaking Terminator.
Well.
I'll tell you
Actually,
this.
Actually, he's not the Terminator.
I know. He's the son of the guy.
No relation to him.
Look at Cam. I watched the freaking movie, so now.
Well, I did.
I'm going to play over there.
Well, I did, so don't mess it up.
I'm going to play
Don't mess the movie. I'm going to say they won awards.
Cam fixing his nails while he just dunks all over you. That was amazing.
I couldn't help myself.
He's like Ricky Bobby. Where the war they win? The freaking greatest movie ever, man.
Yeah, they did. One of them.
I think the Browns right now, as currently constituted, could win that game, except for their head coach is absolutely the worst coach in the NFL. So I would have to stick with the Steelers, even though the Browns are a vastly improved team whose record will not improve that much because their coach is so pathetic.
It's interesting. Their coordinators, though, are not.
Their coordinators are very good.
Yeah. So can good coordinators overcome average to below average head coach? We'll find out. I went Steelers. We're a 4-for-4 here, John. This is not good for us.
It's cute is what it is.
Texans at New England. New England by 6.5.
I will go with New England in that game.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I mean,
I went against my boys.
Even without Edelman. I mean, the fact of the matter is.
And Malcolm Mitchell. And Brandon Cooks.
Malcolm Mitchell.
Mike Gillisley. And Deion Lewis.
Let me ask you a question.
And Nate Solder.
Let me ask you a question.
And Marcus Cannon.
Let me ask you a question. Is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski playing?
Yeah, Gronk for at least a quarter.
Okay. So, I don't care if they have an offensive line. If it's just Cam,
Cam, you're playing.
If it's just Tom Brady snapping the ball to himself. If Tom Brady's snapping the ball to himself.
He's got Gronk. Why does he have to snap it to himself? Who
doesn't
want to get up under Gronk?
Gronk may be lined out. So if he just snaps the ball to himself against the Houston defense, even with J.J. Watt, he'll still score 25, 26 points.
I think New England's going to win. I don't think they're going to win by 7.
Oh.
So there you go.
You have the right to be wrong.
Well, Bengals at Colts. Colts by 3.
Ooh.
I know, this is a good one. Interesting line, because the Bengals aren't good, but do you believe in Andrew Luck yet? He hasn't thrown the ball 12 yards yet.
And that's what it comes down to, because the Colts roster, oh, my goodness. Oh, my
Jets went 10-6 doing that for an entire year, so, I mean, to be honest here.
So, I made this argument earlier. Eric was talking on the podcast, rest in peace, Eric, that he
died?
Yes. That he said the Colts were in every game last year, most of them. They lost a ton of games by 3-7 points, whatever. And he said, with improved quarterback play, that puts them over the edge. This is a 10-win team. First of all, I don't think it's a 10-win team, probably only because Andrew Luck is not going to be Andrew Luck. I think he's a Hall of Famer eventually. I think Andrew Luck's not going to be Andrew Luck until minimally week 8, 9, 10. And the other thing is, the reason they lost last year was not because of the quarterback. Jacoby Brissett was the only reason they were in those games. Jacoby Brissett was incredible last year for a guy that had nothing around him. Remember, they just fixed their offensive line. They drafted the guard out of Notre Dame in the first round. Their offensive line, they've shored up quite a bit. Their offensive line was horrible last year, and Jacoby Brissett was the only reason they were in those games. So don't talk to me about Andrew Luck coming back and improving everything when he can't throw the ball 12 yards yet.
Quentin Nelson's really good.
Quentin Nelson's very good.
He's very good.
Yes, he was the best. He was the best offensive lineman in college football last year.
And Quentin Nelson has played how many years in the NFL?
A grand total of 0.
Yeah. And so you are correct. He is a hardcore interior player. But the fact of the matter is, a rookie's a rookie, a rookie, a rookie, rookie's a rookie's a rookie.
Do you get it, Cam?
And you are what you are.
I'm not a rookie.
Where you are, when
and
you are,
and where you're at.
Exactly.
And you don't know until you know.
That was a snap. He didn't even hear it.
What'd you say?
No,
I missed it too.
You got to go back in the archives.
No, what'd you say?
You missed it too?
Yeah.
That was so good.
I can't repeat it now.
Why?
Because it ruins it.
Well, it's already done, so.
No, it's not ruined yet.
Rock, tell us what happened.
Hey, by the way, it's James Conner, not John Conner. That's from the Ace of the South.
It's James Conner. That's why I was
you're over two. You're over two on
No.
No, I called him John Conner. I was messing around.
Yeah, but he called him John Conner, and then he called him Terminator.
I did not
so therefore,
call him John
James
Conner.
It's not even Terminator.
I did
so
not
you're
call,
over two.
I called him John Conner. He called him Terminator.
We're both wrong.
Okay, well, tell me your joke that was apparently funny.
Cam, no, hold on. Do we really?
Oh.
Hey, Katie, I'm on the air up here at the Big 590. I'm going to have to get back to you.
Check out the Kirk and Brew.
In all seriousness, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Cam, do we really want to put up a big board to keep track of wrong? Do we, Cam?
What was I wrong on? I don't say much.
Cam.
Go ahead.
Cam.
The floor is open.
I'm just saying.
Oh, homage. Dang, I messed that one up earlier. Yeah, you're right on that.
I'm just saying.
I messed up everything, John. I know
we
that.
we have a text because they're coming through my text box here instead. Splashback Deuce says John Connor is not the Terminator. He's the puke millennial the Terminator has to save. Well done.
Very nice.
Well done, Splashback. Thank you.
Very nice.
We miss you, Splashback Deuce.
We
we're
do.
Working on it. We
do.
We have the email that says we're trying. We don't have the email that says it worked. So there you go. There you go. All right. So those are the picks there. Did you pick one there on Bengals Colts?
No, because I
puke millennial sidetracked you.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very. I guess I would probably have to go with the home team. I mean, because if the home team's getting 3 points,
Yes, which means Vegas thinks they're even on a neutral field.
Yeah. So I would. The home team. Who's the home team?
Home team is the Colts, and it's Colts by 3. So which means
Colts by 3.
Yeah.
Oh.
Colts are favorite. Colts minus 3. So which means
right,
on
I'll
a neutral field.
I'll take the Colts by 3. Don't like it, but I have to. If I have to make a pick, I'll make a pick.
Yeah, I took Bengals on that. Joe Mixon's healthy. A.J. Green, healthy, although he's dissipating quickly. He has not been the same A.J. Green for 2 years. And Andy Dalton's still a redhead, so he'll probably screw me on this.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to win anything overall.
John, are you dying?
By the way, for those people who
like
think
redheads.
That the NFL is not willing to step out on the edge,
they're ready
step
to
out
sacrifice
on the branch, Joe Mixon is no angel, man.
By the way, neither is Dalvin
Cook. My entire fantasy team punches women for fun. Except for the owner, of course. Cam.
I'm just
your part owner.
My part owner?
Here's the funniest thing about the Colin Kaepernick thing.
That's funny?
Is that if you lined up 100 of these bleeding heart liberals who want to tell you that the whole world is wrong and the only thing that's guaranteed is that white people are bad, they're the devil, white people suck, you know, outside of that, if you line up 100 people on this Kaepernick thing, mm-hmm. and ask them, hey, if you owned a company, would you hire Colin Kaepernick tomorrow? I guarantee you 95% say no.
I bet you they say yes because they don't have a company that they own, and so it's easy to say.
I prefaced it by saying, "If you own a company,
oh,
you can't."
But you don't know till you know.
Yeah, so you still say yes.
No, you can't negate a preface.
To quote the,
I mean, come on,
you can't negate a preface.
To quote the great John Hadley, you don't know till you know.
You don't know until you know.
Hey boys, I know you want to talk baseball, and we are contractually required to. The 2018 NL OPS leader is your Matt Carpenter with a .956 average. That, by the way. He's leading a heck of a list here. That is in front of Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, and Christian Yelich.
Paul Goldschmidt's had a very nice comeback to his season. Yeah. Huh?
He's him and Matt Carpenter have been almost identical.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. There's your baseball talk for today.
I would think, I'll tell you another thing, too. Talking to a group from the East Coast that will be televising baseball, postseason baseball.
Cam, who's that?
The guy that I asked him, I said, because they're not doing the National League this year, but I asked him, I said, if there was one team in baseball that you just would not want to get into the playoffs because they will just kill your TV ratings, which team is that? Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so I know
these guys aren't even televising the National League playoffs this year. And again,
this is
the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
Not even close.
Nobody wants Coyotes. No one.
When your escrow is getting dinged out for 15%, they go far because you got to make up for their losses.
Yeah,
that always sucked.
Hey, we got to go. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. It's been the hard line. John Hadley, are you going to call in tomorrow? I know you don't do remotes. Tomorrow we are at 909 something, Cam. 909.
909 Public House, baby.
Thank you.
Winston and surrounding areas. You know you have 909 Public House to be your new food, sports, and drink destination. John Hadley, Thursday, the 6th. Join me, Cam Jansen, and TJ Moe as we broadcast live from 909 Main Plaza Drive in Winston from 1 to 3, of course. $2 domestics, $3 wells, $3 craft drafts, and 40 types to pick from. Happy hour appetizer specials and a fantastic menu makes the 909 Public House the place to hang out. Come meet me and TJ and find your new favorite hangout spot, John Hadley. You're more than welcome to come, too. They got food.
That, by the way, I'm familiar with the place already.
Oh.
You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You are, too, right? Are you coming?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see. If somebody else is slouching, then maybe.
Cam read that entire thing without taking a breath, too.
No, I did.
So.
I'm pretty good at that.
That was amazing.
I'm good at
that. Hey, we got to go, though. We will be back at 1 o'clock to break down all of the wonderful things that is, and that is probably, well, at some point, maybe this week, let's start previewing the Blues, Cam. You got to tell me something.
Well, I'll be at the rink all week, so.
All right, buddy.
Know, they got Traverse City coming up and all that stuff. So let's a lot of stuff. A lot of sports coming up, baby.
Cool. We'll make you some money, too. We will give you our official gambling picks tomorrow and Friday. This has been The Hardline.